Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second, the second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Rojas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-1 in the game. Severson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Schall, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 2 in the game. Severson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Severson moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Severson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Daryl Patterson now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Piniella moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Ellie Rodriguez. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Patterson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Severson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutierrez bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutierrez for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Darryl Patterson. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is walked intentionally. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis bunts towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Piniella is walked intentionally. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Piniella moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 4 in the game. Schall strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick is walked intentionally. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox pinch runs for Norm Cash. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Bill Freehan. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.